This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Marco Monti joins us now. Marco, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR.
Hi, good evening.
Now, you're here for the International Coaching Conference on the Gold Coast on the weekend.
Yeah, sure. Next Saturday, we will have this important appointment conference.
Marco, you must be a really young guy. You've only had 41 years of experience in football.
Yeah, 41 years.
But and, you must be a very young man, eh?
Very young. Thank you. thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just looking here, and it says the current technical director at Inter Academy. You had a chance to play with some of the biggest names in Europe, and you also had a chance to coach some of the biggest names that we have seen in the game, people of the caliber of Leonardo Bonucci. You've had a chance to coach the young Balotelli. What was Marco Balotelli like as a young man?
It was a good and important experience for me. I worked with him with our under-19 team. We won the league in Italy. We won the Viareggio tournament. We had a very important season. But Mario, like I think that you know, was a top player also at the time. He's a good guy and was, for both, I think, a good experience to work together.
We're talking to Marco, and interestingly, the thing that fascinates me, Marco, is your career. I mentioned 41 years, but you've played at some of the big clubs in Europe, Atalanta and Lazio, and during your stint there, you ran into a couple of guys who are pretty good at football, Diego Maradona and Paolo Maldini. Can you tell us a little bit about those two people and how different they were as players?
I think that for me was an important experience to play against them. Diego Maradona, I think that was he is one of the most important player that our world produced, because was alone at the time. He was changing the matches because with the his quality, his personality was a fantastic player with his characteristic. Paolo Maldini is a friend because we started to play against when he was 10, because he was playing in Milan, in AC Milan. I was played in FC Internazionale, and he has another kind of champion. He was a defender. He was a guy that always was applicated on with a lot of concentration. With his characteristic different than Maradona, was another top player. And I think that was one of the most important defender about our Italian defender school.
I think you're right. Both players were quite remarkable. Both have had a big hand in changing the way the game has evolved. Maldini, elegant, very smart, read the play beautifully. And Diego Maradona, quite simply, one of the greatest footballers to play the game. What an exciting time it must have been for you. The one thing both of them didn't lack was confidence, eh?
Yeah. One of the most important part of them characteristic is this, because you can have a big potential, big attitude, but if you don't have this kind of confidence, it's not easy play for 20 years at this level, because if you don't have this, you can arrive to play in first division, national team, but for maintain this level of performance, you must have this characteristic.
And speaking of characteristics, and the next generation now is coming through over there in Italy, and you are the technical director at Inter Milan's academy. Can you tell us a little bit about the Inter methodology and what you're trying to teach the younger kids coming through?
Usually we try to focus on creating a quality person before a quality player. On the field, our focus is on developing, on a problem-solving and thinking player, because we think that these two characteristics are very, very important. We aim to work on developing the individual skills first, and after tactical situation, trying to focus on situations that occur in every game, regardless the system of play. These are we help our players to recognize which is the most efficient skill to use in any given situation.
We're talking to Marco Monti on FNR, and Marco's giving us a sense of what they're looking at, what they're trying to instruct the next generation of footballers. And I love the fact that you said you're very keen to help them problem solve. I think every business in the world, whether it's sport or whether it's real business, the people you have working for you, the people you have in your organization, you want them to be very good at problem solving. So why not football?
Yeah. For us, it's very important, this kind of attitude. We want to help our players to improve themselves on technical and tactical skills. But after, we must remember that when are on the field, they must decide when and where do something alone. And this is, like you told, it's not important in our sport, but is. Is important for them life, or for other professional aspects of their life.
I love that. That's fantastic. That's a really fresh and wonderful attitude, because it tells you that you're going into to identify the best characters to come and bring them to the club to play the best football. You want good people who understand what's happening in the game and what they need to do to change the course of the game. So
exactly.
Bravo. Marco Monti, one of the very special guests, is the technical director at the Inter Academy, and he's one of the keynote speakers at the International Coaching Conference, which is happening this weekend at the Royal Pines Resort on the Gold Coast. Make sure you don't miss it. It's a fantastic event. It's the very first time it's happening. We've got international coaches from all over the world, and they're coming here to not only give us an idea of how the game is changing and how it's evolving, but how we can be better at educating the next crop of youngsters and players, whether they be male or female. Marco Monti, thank you very, very much. It's terrific to get an insight into what it must have been like for you in the days at Atalanta and also at Lazio. And what a fantastic opportunity to be able to say you were there when you watched some of the greatest players to have played the game, especially in Europe, light up the football field every time they ran out. Can you just give us one instance that made Diego Maradona? We know about this. We know about the fabulous skill, but was there one moment that you still remember that that is special about Maradona?
I think that I can tell you that on 1990. When after there was in Italy the World Cup with Lazio, I was playing with Lazio, and we played the last game against Naples in Naples, and we lose 1-0. Naples won the league, the Italian league, and Maradona was the most important player in this team. For me, was we lose the match, but play against this kind of player for me was an honor, and I was happy to lose the match. This is, I think, my experience. It was very, very, very nice.
Marco, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your memories. We look forward to hearing how well the international conference goes on the weekend. And we wish you every success, and we trust you enjoy your time in Australia.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, and hope see you on in Gold Coast next Saturday.
Thank you very, very much. Marco Monti, isn't it great?